And
this con.
We'll have Susie Galvez and Patricia Yakich are gonna join us. Isn't that fun? Two great, great guest speakers. And if I can't answer your questions, which probably will be somewhat true for many of the tough questions you have for me, those two gals will be able to answer anything that you can come up with. So, because they're in the total know. I'm just in the kind of know. So I'll start with my kind of know process and where I am, and I'll give you as much information as I can, help you a little bit with marketing, and then we'll go from there. So first of all, let's talk about, you know, what is this line? The Manitech new skincare line is called Jeunesse. Well, it's based on Jeunesse 7. That's the underlying concept behind it, representing 7 major ingredients. And it's really one that, when you're marketing this, especially to people that are already involved in Manitech, really highlight the fact that we're putting glyconutrients in the skincare line, because that's going to really set people on fire. Our skin is our largest organ of our body. If you don't understand that, you need to. And the skin needs to be fed just like the rest of the organs of our body. And so we want to make sure we're getting those glyconutrients in our skin as well. And that's the greatness of what this Jeunesse 7 line is all about. And the glycos that are in it, aloe vera gel, of course, we have aloe vera in it, which is the mannose. We have mannosaccharide, and that helps moisturize. We know that. We have the treolose, which is a hydration vehicle as well, and arabinogalactin, which is age-defying and moisture retention. So those are the 3 glycos that are contained in our skincare line, as well as 4 our minerals. So that makes up the complete, where they get Jeunesse 7. Those are the 7 ingredients that they're talking about. Are those the only ingredients in the products? Well, of course not. There are many, many others, but the 4 minerals are zinc, silica, magnesium, and copper. Protection, tightness and firmness from the silica, hydration, and revitalization for those 4 minerals. So the products also contain over 30 botanicals. There are specific ones in the specific different ingredients to highlight what the effect of those ingredients are going to have on the body. And we'll look at some of that when we look at the product information sheets that are available for you. And there are only 5 products in this Jeunesse 7 skincare line, the Lift skincare line. And the reason Manitech did that is because in all the surveys that they took place in skincare and looking at skincare, everything is going directly in simplification. Women are getting tired of having to have to buy 12 different products to put on their face, 6 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, 1 in the midday evenings, 3 at night, 2 as soon as they wake up. I mean, it just gets way too much for everybody. So everybody's in the field is trying to condense their skincare products so that it's simple to do, because the more complicated you make it, the less likely is you're going to get people that are going to utilize it. So it's limited to 5 products. The first one, exfoliating facial cleanser, and I'm using the exact terminology that Manitech uses, so you can try to duplicate that as well. My first outline, I didn't do that, and I went, oops, I guess I should do, because we all have our little nicknames we call products, but I'm trying to keep it consistent with Manitech's languaging. So you have an exfoliating facial cleanser, and that's your cleanse product. That's the one that has little granulation in it, so you can actually feel it on your face. You put a little bit in the palms of your hand, put it with a little bit of hot water, and rub it around, and it becomes soapy, and you get that all over your face, and you just, you know, wash it. You basically are using it to wash your face. It helps get rid of the dead skin and any dirt, particles, and all that kind of stuff off of your skin. And it's very tender to the skin, so it's not harsh. It doesn't have a major impact on the pH factor, so it's not damaging to the skin. So we want to highlight that this is a safer product to use and a softer product than our exfoliating product that we had in the other skincare line. After you use the cleanser and wash that off, the next state is the multi-phase serum. And multi-phase meaning many phases to the serum product, and it's a treatment process that helps support the skin. It's going to help the skin with the lines and the wrinkles and all the things that go on it. This is like, you know, what most women call the gold in their product line, to restore the skin in its proper shape. So you're helping to, you'll actually feel a more of a tightening perhaps after the facial cleanser. I tend to do that because it almost feels like it's taken some of the moisture out. And the multi-phase serum comes in, but that really helps tighten the skin as well, and it treats the skin as you put it on. And then you want to let that dry. You don't want to immediately put on the moisturizer, but after that kind of gets soaked in, and I usually leave about 3 to 5 minutes between the serum and the day moisturizer, and then I come on with the day moisturizer and add that on top of my skin. So those are the three steps. Those first three products are the three steps that you use in the morning. And then at nighttime, you can come back and use the exfoliating facial cleanser. Some people only like to use the exfoliating facial cleanser once a day. Well, logic tells me that if you're going to use it once a day, I'm not going to use it in the morning. And you can say, well, why, Mary Jo? That's when, and I say, well, because when did your face get the dirtiest? As you sleep at night when your head's on the pillow, or as you go around for the 12 hours during your day? I'm going to suggest that as you operate throughout the day, that's where you collect most of the damage and most of the dirt that's collected on your face would come during the daytime. So if I were going to use the exfoliating facial cleanser only once a day, I would choose to make it my night routine instead of my morning routine. But your choice. People are using it twice a day as well, so, and that's the steps that they've outlined in the booklet for the products. You can use the exfoliating facial cleanser at nighttime to cleanse that face, and then come right on top of that with the night repair cream. And that's your treatment for the evening. It also has a little moisturizer in it, so it's a treatment and moisture kind of combined. Again, remember, we're trying to help these products, so we have a limited number. We don't have massive numbers. But so that's a night repair cream. So that's a two-step process at nighttime. The body cream I've been using, and I use that all over the rest of my body. And I've been using Lubriderm lotion for years, and I've finally decided, you know, if you're going to take this really seriously, it's time to make an investment in really keeping the skin as healthy as possible, too. And I've never liked all the parabens that are found in Lubriderm and some of the other products that I'm sure all of us are using and have been for years. But all that paraben does is add, you know, toxins to the human body. And the less toxicity, the more support we have for the body staying healthy. So I'm starting to use the body cream on a daily basis as my moisturizer for my entire body. And I love it. It's very good. It's just, and it soaks in the body so well. I also love the smell of these products. They have, in fact, it's kind of cute. I'll tell you a cute story. Some of you appreciate, some won't. I had brought in my life two new kittens last March, and one of them, Mikey, the boy who's no longer little, he's about 11 pounds now, he loves to jump on my pillow at night and wash my face. Now, you know, my husband just, like, he says that's craziness. But, you know, when you love a cat so much, sometimes you tolerate some little funny things they do. Well, so I used to always tell people I don't need the exfoliating facial cleanser because I have this cat that, you know, if you've ever had that sandpaper tongue of a cat on your arm or your hand or anywhere else, but imagine on your face. So my cat would do this every single night. Well, ever since I started about a month ago, I started using the night repair cream. My cat Mikey doesn't. He'll come and he might take one lick, but it's hilarious. It's because it's something different and it kind of chases him away. So I'm kind of happy about that. I know I prefer the exfoliating facial cleanser versus the cat's tongue. So I've kind of gone in that direction. And so I know that my night repair cream works in two different ways. It totally supports my skin, but it also totally supports keeping my cat off my face at night. So that's just a little side note for a little joy in your life. Those are the basic five products. They're terrific. They're effective. I've been using them now for over a month. I started using them because I was originally on the skincare panel at ManaQuest. So I got an entire kit in the mail from Manatech as just part of, you know, their way. They don't compensate us for speaking on stage, but sometimes they give us little gifts like that because we put a lot of time and effort into, you know, presentations. And so I received that in the mail in late August. So it's been about 5 or 6 weeks. I love the impact it's had on my skin already. I can see a difference in the wrinkles that I have because I'm not getting any younger, as everybody tells me. I turn 56 next month. Of course, I'm a lot younger than a lot of people, but I'm also a lot older than a lot of people. So I'm not suggesting I'm old. I just know that my face isn't in quite the shape it was when I was 20. So I'm trying to help it get back there. And if I'm helping my entire body get back to being 20 again, and I've done a great job on the inside with all my energy and all the great nutrients I'm taking from Manatech, I'm going to really put a forth an effort and start working on my face. So great process. I love the products. I love what they do. We will open up this for question and answers on these things. You can circle and put some questions down because we're going to have Susie Galvez and Patricia on the line at 10:30 to help you answer those questions. I'm trying to get you as much information that might generate some of your questions in the meantime. So let me follow through with the next step of the outline. Pricing and buying options. Manitech has a number of options. The first set of items under this line item in the outline has to do with the products themselves, and then I went into what's available in terms of tools, the pricing of those, and then later on we go through tools using it in the marketing. Okay, so let's start about buying options because I think there's some things in here that everybody needs to be aware of. Number one, the $229 for full set of five products. Many of you have already ordered these. It's a great little thing to do on a renewal pack if you want a renewal pack. In the product, you not only get the five products, which, by the way, when I added up the total five products, prices, associate price, it only comes to $226. So I said, wait a minute, am I paying $3 more than I would if I bought them separately? Well, you also get the purple case that comes together in that full set. So the idea, you get the purple carrying case as well as the five products. That's what gives you the $229. So now it's your decision. Obviously, after you buy it the first time, I don't know why you'd go back and buy it again because, wow, how many purple cases do you want to have? So you might be better off buying the item singularly after you buy the first complete set. Secondly, I think that's what's going to work for you anyway because you're going to find that you're going through the products at different paces. They're not going to all be used up at the same time. I'm going to probably use up my body cream faster than the rest of them, even though it's the biggest product. It has 5.5 ounces, I think, and the rest of them are around 3. And the reason for that is because I'm using it as a full body cream, so I'll go through that faster. So you're going to end up buying products at a different pace, and that makes sense then that you're going to buy them individually instead of as a group. But that's a $229. That's what you get for your $229. The purple case is neat. I have one. It's cool looking, and it's great for. But am I going to use it to carry my skincare around? Absolutely not. My skincare doesn't, fits very well in my overnight bag, so I don't really need it. If you're going to be marketing these products and you're going to be having skincare parties and all these kind of things, the case is beautiful as a display piece. I mean, it's just really a beautiful piece. So you want to have that as well as you can get. They had scarves at ManaQuest. I don't know if those are available. I didn't see it on the purchasing. But they have scarves. They have all sorts of things that you can add as, part of your display for purposes of, doing a skincare party. Okay, so that's the $229. Trial packs. The trial packs, you get in a trial pack, you get all five of the products, little tubes of them that I consider maybe 1 week usage, maybe 3 day usage. It depends on how much you use, how long that trial kit will last. The cost of the trial packs, and they're beautifully done. They put them in a little purple bag with a little drawstring, so it's a very nice delivery system for purposes of, sharing it with people. I know a lot of my people in Mexico are starting to buy these things as well and shipping them down there to get people started to test the products. And that's $32 for that. So that's $32 for a trial pack. And it's again, all five products in a drawstring purple bag. Sachets, which are three of the products. And the sachets are the great things to get people to give them a try if they just wanted to try them to see. And, women don't want to buy skincare unless they've at least experimented with it. And these are ones that you can pinprick and pull the products out of. They have the exfoliating facial cleanser, the multi-phase serum, and the day moisturizer. So that's involved in all three of those, in all of the sachets. So it's a great little tester gift for people, and you can get those and hand those out to people. For $10, you can get a pack of five of those sachets. I really like them on the back side of the sachet. They give you all the information of all the ingredients in each of the three products, the facial cleanser, the serum, and the day moisturizer. And then they also have the fleur-de-lis little diagram with the seven products. Remember, our three glycos at the top and then the four minerals on the right and left side. And a beautiful picture on the front. It's a card that just flips open, and then you have those three little pinprickable packs in there. People say that if you use this, just in an idea, that if you use a pin to prick them and use them, that you might get multiple uses out of them. They may just be more than 1 day experiment. You might be able to get a couple days out of it. And they don't have the night cream, so they're not going to be able to share that. So it's the morning. It's our three-step process for the morning routine. Okay, so that's your sachets. And then you have the sampling kit. And notice I've put four asterisks by this. Four, not one, not two, not three, but four. And that wasn't because I have a note at the bottom. It's because I wanted to highlight it to you that, to me, this is a phenomenal deal. Okay? Just monetarily wise, it makes a lot of sense. First of all, in the sampling kit, they're going to give you four trial sets. How much does it cost for a trial pack? $32. 4 times 32 is 128. How much does it cost for the sampling kit? $109. So just purely on the trial sets alone, you're saving almost $20 by buying a sampling kit. Are you seeing this picture? Yes. You're in addition to that $20 that you're saving on trial kits, you're also getting 10 sachets. Well, that's $20 worth, so that's now you've saved $30, okay? So that's a $30 discount. And you're also getting 10 skincare brochures, and the skincare brochures cost $4 for five, so that's another $8. So you're saving $37. Everybody get it? $27 in effect on the four trial sets, $10 on the sachets, because you're getting, $20 on the sachets. Ooh, I'm wrong. Okay, so you're saving 20. Yes, let me go over this again. For 128, you're getting 109. So that's $19 on the trial sets. You're getting $20 worth of sachets, so that's $39, right? And that $39 saving, and 10 skin brochures, so that's another $8, so that's $47. So that you're, on your sampling kit, you have a $47 saving if you're going to buy these individually. So to me, it's a no-brainer. For $109, you're getting $156 worth of products. So I put the asterisk there. Notice that Manitech lists this. It's on the order page right now, and it's good only through business period 11. So you only have one period. That's right now, kicked off Saturday. You got 4 weeks to buy this. What a great time to really catapult your skincare business. You know, this is a great time of year, too, because people are going into holidays and they want to have beautiful skin and everybody's looking to do something to be healthier. And we're just seeing a huge trend out there in that arena. So I suggest that this is the way to go. I'm going to do it. I'll probably buy 4 or 5 of these sampling kits because of all my travels, and I want all my kids and I want a lot of important people in my downline to have them. And so it's really critical that we all look at this and make an investment in this to say, how are we going to use it for marketing? Huge way to use it in marketing. Now look at how many people. You can really bless 4 people with the trial sets or sell them and get 100% of your money back. You've got 10 sachets that you can be handing out to help spread the word. And you have 10 skincare brochures. In fact, here's another marketing idea. I know I wasn't to get into that right now, but this sampling kit, if you just buy a sampling kit and sell the trial sets, then why would you ever go out and buy sachets separately? Because you can always get 10 sachets free and 10 skin care brochures free. So it's built to help you market the products and get 100% of your money back in the process. So you're not paying anything on your marketing materials. Okay, so that's the sampling kit. Again, the reason why they're F4 asterisks, I think it's the absolute best deal. It's a slam dunk, as we also known as a no-brainer. Then, well, how do you buy the products? Okay, so we talked about the $229 for the pack of five. What if you wanted just to get some starter kits, so like just a daytime or a treatment starter kit? Well, the treatment starter kit has the two treatment products, which are the serum and the night cream, and then the exfoliating facial cleanser. So you get a full size, for $109, you get a full size exfoliating facial cleanser, a full size multi-face serum, and the night repair cream. And you also get one sachet in there. Like, one sachet makes a difference, but, you know, at least it's thrown in there. You get a sachet. That's one of the kits. The other one is the basic day routine starter kit. And the basic day routine starter kit's $109. You get the exfoliating facial cleanser, the multi-face serum, and the day moisturizer. That is, again, your day routine. It's your morning routine that you'd put so there's no night repair cream, which would be the other one you need to do the full day, you know, the nighttime time. And you also get a routine sachet with that as well. So those are your other possibilities on the 109ers. If you just wanted to experiment with some of the products, the daytime routine, you could do the 109 kit. Or if you didn't care about the moisturizer, or if you had your own moisturizer you're already using or something like that, you could just get the treatment group, the 3 products that get into the treatment, which are the exfoliating facial cleanser, multi-phase night repair cream, in a separate kit. I like the way they separated these out, because I think it really gives you an option here that you can decide whether you just want the repair group or you want to have the daytime. And so they did a good job of how they packaged these products for you. The pricing on the products individually, you can get this off of Manitech's website as well, but I'll go through it quickly. the body lotion, which isn't in any of the routine starter kits. Notice the body lotion isn't in there. The body lotion is $49. The facial cleanser is $31. The two most expensive products are the multi-phase serum and the night repair cream, and those two things cost $59 a piece. And then the day, I told you what the day moisturizer was. So which one is your best buy in these two kits here, these 109 kits? Obviously the one that contains the two most expensive items, the multi-phase serum and the night repair cream, which is your first treatment one. That one has your greatest savings cost in it. In fact, that one you're getting, what, almost 120 with those two products alone for 109, and then the exfoliating cleanser, which is 31. So you're getting a savings of about over $40 in that 109 kit. That's the first one, people. In that treatment kit, you're getting almost a $40 savings. So huge deal, great, great opportunity for you to start using the skincare at a really significantly reduced price. Okay? Some people even have commented to me and said, Mary Jo, why would I ever buy the full pack of five? And I go, well, that's a good question. You might want to do this one, and then if you add the body cream, you can add the body cream for the body lotion for $28. Follow me? So it's definitely a real deal, okay? It's a real deal. You can actually if you wanted to buy all five products, you could buy the treatment starter kit, add the moisturizer and the body cream, and you'd still be saving about $50 off of the $229 pack. Pretty cool. There's just some ideas for you, people. I'm just trying to help you out. Okay, now let's talk about, so you got those, and then let's talk about the marketing materials. Marketing materials are skincare brochures, $4 for five, the skin inventory tape test kit, $5 for 10, skin inventory cards, $2 for 10, the Lift product and training DVD, which is terrific, $1.50. But, of course, we know that's live on what? You can play it right off the website, and then the skincare website, and then the Lift product tear sheet, $4 for 50. The 12-week study by Stevens and Associates, here's all the results that came out of that study. There are also some other, I shouldn't say all of them. Where do you find this information? The only place I found it was on the ManaQuest 2010 website. If you're unfamiliar with that, Manatech put all the PowerPoints and everything on a website. So you can go there. It's called www.manaquest2010.com. You just click on Susie Valdez as many times as you need to, and then finally you've got presentations, PowerPoints. Click on that, and in the PowerPoint, she gives all the information on the study, the Stevens study. Excuse me. Marketing, I just gave you a bunch of ideas on marketing. Language-wise, don't forget to use the skincare website. I used that down in Mexico and got two full-pack skincare orders from people. Language, science, efficacy, packaging, branding, beauty, hand-in-hand with nature. Our Lift is beautifully ageless, beautifully natural. I'm using that language a lot in my mana mails and my things I'm sending out. The Skinventory is a fun way to do beauty shop talks. And then I give you a whole list of tools that are available from Manatech. I like Susie's quote. Nice for me to change her name. I called her Valdez this time. Sorry, Susie. Her name is Galvez. Sorry. Make that correction on your outline, Galvez. Okay, her quote in the brochure is absolutely terrific. If you guys haven't seen it in the booklet. Is Susie on the call too?
Okay. Susie's on here.
Oh, great, great. So I got you both on, so you're just listening to me garble a little bit before I get you. Okay.
Yeah, who needs caffeine?
Yeah, a lot of people say, Mary Jo, could you slow down a little bit? But I'm trying to pack all this in before I get you guys to talk. Susie's quote on the inside of the booklet is just priceless. It says, as a beauty industry expert, I'm often asked for my number one beauty tip. Without a doubt, a daily regimen that includes cleansing, treating, and moisturizing will do more for your skin than any spa treatment, no matter how pricey it is. That's why I love Manatech Lift. Simple, easy to use, and effective. I mean, people, that's a great quote. You should be plastering that on everything you send out. It's just priceless, okay? And the Skinventory cards as well. I gave you some more information on here, which makes us unique, and then ideas from the panel of Manatech Presidential Women on how to market it and how to use the tools. I'm going to leave that for you to read through on my outline this morning. You can plow through all that information, because since we have our two guests on the phone, Susie and Patricia, I'm excited. I'm excited about raising them on. I just got an email, Lydia. This came from Pat Edgar. The option to renew for $229. Oh, okay. Let me give you this. Let me just highlight this because somebody just sent this in. If you renew your Manatech position for $229 with a skincare pack, it includes the five basic products, as I said, plus one skincare trial set. What a trial set! So that's worth $32. So you're technically getting the bonus of $32 on the $229. Okay, so you understand that one. All right, everybody on board with that? Okay, good. So thank you for writing that in. That was from Patricia Edgar. So you actually on renewals, they're putting more in the renewal pack than is listed on the pack of five products. All right, let's get special guests now because I want to open question and answers from all of you. You guys know how to unmute and remute yourself so you can ask questions. We have Susie Galvez. Susie, you there? I can't hear. Patricia, are you there?
I'm here, and she emailed me and said she was on, so I don't know if she's...
Susie? Maybe she needs a star 6 or star 7. I don't even know what it is, and Lydia just walked out the door.
Star 7.
Star 7 is unmute. Susie,
yes.
You on?
Yay!
Yay! There she is.
Thank you.
No, it's my strong suit for sure. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Thank you guys for joining us. I really appreciate you both being here this morning. We have a lot of hungry people. Of course, they just got lambasted with 1,000 bits of information in 10 minutes or less. So
You did a great job.
Oh, thank you. It's just a lot of great stuff out there, and Manatech's given us so many materials to work with. I think it's just invaluable what they've done for us to lay the foundation for us to be able to take this to the marketplace. It's now just up to us to do it. But let me just kick off. I'm going to ask a couple questions first, if that's okay with all you guys in the hinterlands. I just had a couple questions, and then I'm going to open the lines for you to ask Susie and Patricia anything or that you have on your mind that you might want answers to. And if we don't get enough questions, we'll just have them talk about the skincare line. But first and foremost, one of the things that comes up a lot is the question is, if you were going to tell somebody else why they should use Lift instead of, let's say, Obagi or some of the other, you know, fantastic European skincare lines, what would you say, Susie? What would be your number one response if you said, why should I use this instead of Obagi?
Well, Obagi, you couldn't have picked a better one for me to pick on, for sure. It's a very aggressive line, and a lot of the ones that are designed from the doctor's point of view are aggressive. Remember, when you go to a plastic surgeon or when you go to a dermatologist, you're not going there just to say, I love my skin, thank you for complimenting it. Usually you have something wrong that they've got to target. So their whole focus is getting rid of that perpetrator on your skin, whether it's a bump or a rash or a reaction. So they take skincare a little bit differently. They're not looking for the long-term benefits of skin. They're looking to fix that problem immediately. And that's one of the things that I have always had one of my lines in the sand about too aggressive on the skincare. There's only a certain amount of times that your skin will renew itself, and we don't know what each individual skin renewal process is. So be gentle. It's always just like when I say someone has an upset stomach, you're not going to eat Mexican food as much as I love it. You're going to take more of a bland diet to be able to help the skin renew itself. And so those overly aggressive products, in my personal opinion, are one of the reasons why we're seeing a big rash of sensitive skin going forward. I think you need to treat the skin with respect, and it'll respect you back. So that's my line in the sand for those aggressive skincare lines.
So Obagi would be one of those classic. How do we distinguish an aggressive skincare line? How do we know that it's a quote-unquote aggressive? How would an average associate out there understand an aggressive?
Well, if you look at the back of any of the labels, and they're just, they're high test, more than high test. They've almost got rocket fuel in them. Do you know what I mean? It's just like the skin is gentle, and if you respect the skin and all the things that the Manatech people are doing wonderful things on the inside, the skin will naturally respond on the outside. So just having the latest in scientific technology along with wonderful plant-based real stuff in the products is going to help you more than some of these engineered products by far.
Got it. So what they're looking at is they're going to see the synthetics and the chemicals that are in those products and just go, wow, why do I want to do all that chemical treatment on my skin, right? That's what we're
Absolutely.
Saying.
Absolutely. I mean, science and nature needs to work together. And like I shared with the audience in Chicago, poison ivy is natural, but I doubt if any of us are going to rub it on our face. So there's something where nature needs to be at the back a little thing. We need to protect ourselves. But wonderful skincare technology that is going to nourish the skin. That's the thing, is nourish and protect the skin will do more for your skin in the long term than aggressively treating it. Maybe getting that hyped up, tighter look for a matter of months, maybe. But your skin will say, you know what, this is too aggressive. We can
right.
tell our skin just backs off from some of those products.
Mm-hmm. Which is, and then again, what happens is that people that start using that kind of process, they find that they have to use it more and more frequently until it just gets to be almost like they're in the dermatologist's office or their spa every other week, because it's just their face can't hold anything anymore. Is that what we see, the net result?
Yeah, as a spa owner for many years, and that's one of the things I saw. I could tell immediately when they came to the door if they were using aggressive products. And so you need to respect the skin. I keep going back to that, respect the skin, but you need to also have the latest in scientific technology along with the wonderful botanical ingredients and the Jeunesse 7. I mean, we've got it. And it's at first, when you first try the products, when I was first trying them last year, because I really wanted to be able to talk about them intelligently and think, okay, it's got to work on my skin, you're looking at it and you think, wow, I'm not red, I'm not sensitive, my skin is, you know, it was just, you get used to expecting those from some of those higher-end brands because that's what they're touting on all their commercials. So to have a skincare such as Lift that just goes in and works with your own chemistry, it's fabulous.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I know. And some women actually get to the point where if it doesn't turn red, they go, what's wrong with the product? They want it to.
Well, you know what? That's true. Mary Jo, at the spa, people would come in and they want it immediately. And I always talk about the microwave analogy. Some of your people may be too young to remember when microwaves came out. But remember, we would stand at the microwave and say, my goodness, I'm going to have dinner before midnight tonight. Now we stand at that same microwave with a burrito on a minute and 20 seconds, and we're going, come on, come on, come on, come on.
And so right.
We
right.
want it yesterday, you know, and it's
great.
Go with it. But
I know it. Yeah, and the other thing, just to add to what you said, for the people on the call today, one of the things I love to talk about when I talk about skincare is I always love to tell people and let them know that your skin is the largest organ in your entire body. Your skin is an organ, okay? Now, if it's the largest organ, you're sorry, then why don't you want to feed it right, right? I mean, you want
also,
to
also, you know
it.
What? And it's the most forgiving organ that we have. You think about the daily aggressiveness that we do, from shaving to scratching,
yeah.
to, you know, environmental exposures. I mean, it is a very forgiving organ. We need to respect that.
Yeah, but we want to respect it. We want to feed it. If you're going to feed your body right, you want to make sure you're feeding every aspect of the body, and that includes that skin being such a
important part.
Right. Okay, and the last question I had for you, and then we'll open the floodgates. What do you like most? Well, you probably already answered that. What do you like most about the skincare is probably the same, I would say the same thing. Was that where you are on our skincare line?
I like it because it doesn't take a boatload of products anymore. Having come from a French esthetician background, you know, we had 12 products in the morning and 8 products at night. I think you covered that a little earlier on the phone. And the fact that we're all very busy people, men and women, and the fact that now we don't have to have a boatload, that the products are multitasking, they're multi-phase, they work together so we can have those same superior results, less time, more effective, and get on with our life. So that's just one of the wonderful things I love about the Lift line.
Correct. Yeah, that's me. I don't have the patience to... In fact, I never use skincare, ever. The first time I ever used skincare was when, and I don't, this is nothing to probably boast about, but I was in my 50s and Manitech came out with the last skincare line. That's the first time I ever used any skincare. I mean, I put like Lubriderm lotion on my body lotion, but I never did anything with my face. And so that was a whole new experience for me. And I love these products, you know, and I wouldn't do it. If I had to put 12 and 8, you couldn't get me close to even stepping out and doing that. So that's great.
Isn't that nice that we don't have to?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, people, I want to open up the lines. If you want to just, if you want to get on, and you can, remember, Patricia Yakich is here from Manitech as well. So if you've got some questions from Manitech corporate, what they're doing with skincare, or the tear sheets, or the websites, or anything, you're free to ask. So why don't we get people to get off mute and ask some questions?
Please.
Some of you have to have questions.
Mary Jo, I have one.
Okay.
stressed before about buying skincare products without parabens, the dangers of parabens, et cetera. But we were told that all skincare products had to have a preservative. So could one of them explain what the preservative is in this skincare line of products, because we've been told that it does not contain any parabens.
And your name, I'm sorry?
It's Ann Hilburn.
Hi, Ann. This is Susie. Well, we have to have some preservatives, and that's to keep us from ourselves. You think about our constantly dipping into the with the cream or putting it on and touching it and unsanitizing it each time. So it's just a little bit of the preservatives to keep the product from turning green or to being, you know, to have it to keep from breaking down. But the one thing that we learned, which is the paraben preservatives, have done nobody any good. And so those are all gone. So all of the preservatives are very natural, botanical, and very safe. And have all been
cleared. Did they list anywhere what the preservatives are?
Yes, ma'am. All of the ingredients are on the back of the brochure, right beside the products, and also on the back of the sachet cards as well, each and every product.
Okay, great.
And also on the website, too.
Yeah, we have an FAQ on the website. I'm actually trying to pull it up real quick because I don't have that.
Manatechskincare.com.
And how would a layperson recognize the name of something that's a preservative?
Actually, in the FAQs, there's a question and answer for that. So we are adding that question. If it's not already on there, we're adding it within the next week or so.
Oh, great.
No, it's in there. It's in there. I'm looking here. What ingredients are used as preservatives for the products? The Mantic Lift products use various combinations of the following preservatives: phenolphthalein, hexylene glycol, caprolyl glycol, potassium sorbate, disodium EDTA, and ethyl hexyl glycerin. So they have specific listings of those in the FAQs.
Okay, thanks.
And that's just as natural as we can make it and still have it be effective and last for the shelf life as well.
Yeah, you can't do, and Susie's absolutely right, there's no way you can build skincare without preservatives. The most important thing is that because of our own contamination, we're touching that product every day.
And also, Mary Jo, that's a good point, but also some ingredients, actually, unless there is a buffer between some of the ingredients that are so wonderful in the botanicals, they just kind of break down on each other and kind of just kind of mute the point. So keeping them a little bit, you know, encapsulated in sections, yeah, makes it work effective.
Super. So the preservatives are actually helping retain the quality of the specific botanicals that we have in there.
Oh, without a doubt. Because botanicals are active plant-based, and so they have a life. They've been alive.
Yep.
They were really real. So, yes.
Hi, it's Peggy Rosenberg, and I have a question regarding maybe less aggressive but very popularly marketed skincare lines around here, such as Arbonne and Nu Skin. And I've been asked already, you know, what is it that distinguishes, why would I switch type of question.
Okay, that's a good question, Peggy. Thank you for sharing. I believe the biggest difference is it's got the French technology and some of the wonderful botanical ingredients, but yet it's using that good old American know-how to be able to put it together scientifically. So it's just simplified. When I think about the Arbonne, and I'm not as familiar with how many products they have, but just in what I have seen, they have just pages and pages and pages of skincare, and I think that's a little bit overwhelming to me, even as a beauty expert. I can only imagine for someone maybe like Mary Jo that was introduced to skincare in her early 50s. So I think that is going to be the differentiation there. And with Nu Skin, I don't think that they're botanical. I don't believe they're plant-based at all. So this is just a wonderful combination of having nature truly and science.
Put a little bit of olive oil on it.
I'm sorry?
Hello?
I also know historically that Arbonne had parabens in their products, and they had a page on their website that told everybody why they had to put in parabens. I don't know if that's still true or not, because we had this huge backlash about parabens being in breast cancer, and if you guys don't have that study, That's a great one to carry around with you when you're marketing skincare, when you look at paraben products, because it said they actually found parabens in the breast cancer tumors in women's bodies. That's where they found parabens. So that's a great marketing piece to have if you're fighting against somebody who had some company that still contains parabens. So
Also, Mary Jo, I have covered in one of my blogs talking about the three biggest known parabens. I call them Cinderella's ugly stepsisters. And so I talk about that in my blog about why they were there, why skincare companies continue to do them. It's because it's cheap, and it's a filler, and it holds the place. And there's a lot of reasons, and there are a lot of wrong reasons why a lot of misdirected companies are still carrying them. So look for that on the ManitechSkincare.com blog.
Oh, great, great. So I can do that. The other thing is, too, that, I mean, if you look at a lot of the very, very expensive lines have tons of parabens. I noticed that as well. So
thank you very much. That answered it, because Arbonne has removed the the parabens, which is why the question came up. But thank you.
You bet.
Hello, Mary Jo.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, this is Dwayne. How are you today?
Good, Dwayne. What answer What question did you have regarding skincare?
My wife wants to know, she's had the old skincare. How is it effective when changing from one to the other? Does she have to, you know, get rid of the old skincare and start all over with the new one, or do they integrate together?
Well, and that's a great question, too, Gwen. And I'll tell you, this came up a little bit when we were in the Dallas before we premiered the line. There's nothing absolutely wrong with the optimal skin tone. Nothing at all. It is wonderful. It was based on hydration. You cannot have a spa experience without hydration. Even the word spa means taking of the waters. So having hydrated skin made my job as an esthetician so much easier, because I could get to the skin. I could actually make a difference in the skin because the skin was hydrated and was ready to be more receptive to the products. So Optimal got us to where we are, and people that have been on your downline, have been on the products, are going to see even better benefits from the Manitech Lift Skin Care because their skin is hydrated. The new products and technology will get through. They will see a greater result faster. So there's nothing absolutely wrong.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And what your wife can say is just to take that, say, this has got us to where we are, and your skin is, and just say some of the things I said, and say, just wait. With your hydrated skin, do you see the lift differences? I want your opinion right away. I know you're going to see a difference. And so give them that confidence, but they really will, because they're taking good care of their skin. And if you've got customers and prospects that are already taking the nutrients and the supplements, oh, my goodness. I mean, I would welcome your clients all day long in my spa. I would look like a hero when y'all left.
Yeah. Judy, you know what? Because, you know, this is, I love Susie so much. I love her attitude. I love her position. But, you know, the concept, beauty starts from the inside. And she understands only so well that no matter what happens, if people are eating pathetically and they're putting trash in their body, it doesn't matter what spa you're running. It's virtually impossible to make a woman's skin look good. I mean, it's just hard because your skin is part of who you are, and you still are what you eat. So we got
to. Mary Jo, I have to tell you a funny little story. I had a lady that was smoking, and she didn't drink water. She drank coffee all day long and everything. And it got to be where we were having a battle royal. You know, I was just like, I just said, listen, ma'am, why don't you do me a favor? There's nothing I can do when you come here. Why don't you just save us both the aggravation and just mail me the check for the treatment, because I can't make a difference anyway.
And I love it.
Her light bulb went off, and she goes, oh, I see. And honest to goodness, she started taking better care of her skin. But it was so frustrating for me as a technician, because I wanted her to see the results that I knew I could provide if she took better care of herself on the inside.
There you go. And, Susie, I do the same thing. Every once in a while I'll be doing a presentation somewhere across the country or out of the country or whatever, and somebody will come up to me and they'll go, well, Mary Jo, what products do you suggest for somebody who smokes? And I look at them, I go, I suggest stop smoking. Why do you want to spend $100, $200 a month on supplements when you're trying to kill yourself by smoking? I said, the two positions are mutually exclusive. You got to go into some cognitive disarray when your brain could even think of doing the two things at the same time. I can't imagine. You know, it's just really fun. Okay, next question. I don't want to take up too much time. Who else has a question?
Mary Jo, this is Juanita McCoy.
Hi, Juanita.
Hi. I had one of my downline presented our other, former skincare to a doctor. She looked at it very closely. Then she came back with, never put anything that has any alcohol on your face. How would we address that? Because I do see that the word alcohol is listed in the cleanser.
But it's not the same alcohol. It's a hydrating alcohol. It's not a, when you think of alcohol, you're thinking about denatured alcohol that you were rubbing on, like for muscles, sore muscles and things. It's not that type of alcohol at all. Actually, it's a very hydrating type. It's a misnomer to call it alcohol because I had the same thing. I shared with the group in Chicago, I took a course at UCLA when I first bought my spa many years ago because I really wanted to know what ingredients did, what worked, what was a preservative, what was there for filler, and I really wanted to arm myself with the very best knowledge that I could so I could have the very best skincare for my clients because it's my reputation. I mean, it was my blood, sweat, and soul, and all of my money sunk into the spa. So I wanted to be able to offer it. So I started thinking, when I started reading the backs of different bottles and jars, I'm thinking, my goodness, if I can't figure it out, there's no way. So I took a course at UCLA. It was cosmetic chemistry for the non-chemist, and I often tell the story, I'm about as non-chemist as they get, please. If it's not shiny and it's, you know, just shiny objects I'm attracted to. But that course taught me so many things about what makes a product work, how they work together. I mean, it was just amazing. And one of the biggest takeaways that you're welcome to share with your downline is from 1990 to 2010, which is 20 years, our lifetime, 1990 to 2010, more skincare technology and discoveries have been made than 1989 all the way back to Cleopatra, which was 70 BC. That is amazing. Now, as me as a baby boomer, that we had something to do with this by knocking on cosmetic doors and saying, we're not taking this anymore. You have got to figure out this whole thing and how we can look better for longer. And so that's the biggest takeaway that I had, was learning about some of the alcohols that are actually hydrating and not drying at all.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, dear.
That was a long question. I'm sorry. I get on my soapbox about this skincare thing. Sorry.
Well, we hope so. See, this is you. Okay, so it's denaturating?
Some of the alcohols, no, it's, you're looking for ones that are hydrating.
Our alcohol is hydrating. So what we're doing is we're just, somebody who says no alcohol, they're thinking of the denaturating alcohols that exist, not the hydrating.
And I don't know who that physician was, nor do, you know, I don't want to, please don't tell me about
lack of total information, that's what I call it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If they just see that alcohol word, they're not and not understanding what that particular ingredient's doing, they're just making a blanket statement. So that's
right.
That's
right.
Correct.
And a lot of people will do that when they look at products. They'll say, well, you have this in it, and they don't understand that that can be like five different things. They're, you know, it's
right.
Not just, yeah, right. Okay, good. Thanks. Next.
This is Rebecca. I have a question about what would you say to someone that has really liked the other and now they're having, you know, we have something new. Why are we having something new and is it going to be better?
Okay. A good question, Rebecca. Also, just like we were talking about earlier about it, the hydration, Optimal was wonderful for hydration. I mean, you could immediately feel your skin just plump up and be full of hydration. It's just like when it doesn't rain for a long time and it finally rains and then the water just beads up on the ground because it can't get through because the ground is parched, having that hydrated when it rains and after the rain is able to get into the ground, then it's more receptive. And that's what the Optimal line has done for us. It's created that wonderful vessel to be able to have more products be absorbed because the skin is hydrated. So what we've done is taken that hydration to the next level with the powerful age-defying ingredients that we put in the products, along with the botanicals, which are so healthy for the skin. And I'm just going to, if I can, you know, here I go again. But there is a big difference. I don't know if you're familiar. We've all heard the term anti-aging. We've all been familiar with that term. Actually, ladies and gentlemen, it's impossible to anti-age because you're born aging and you'll die. The moment you die is the time you stop anti-aging. So that anti-aging needs to be out of our vocabulary and put age-defying. Because what we're doing with the Manitech Lift is we're age-defying. And defying means to preserve youth and resiliency to the skin. And that's what we're doing. We're not anti-aging. We're age-defying. And we think about our lifestyles right now. Just think about how your mom and dad looked, if you were lucky enough to have them when they were your age. It's just a whole different lifestyle. We're younger. We're taking better care of our skin. We're riding Harley Davidsons, for crying out loud. So we're just having that wonderful active lifestyle, and we want our skin to reflect that youthfulness that we feel on the inside as well.
Yeah. Here's one more, and one more answer to your question, too. Don't forget, people, to go on manatechskincare.com, because there's the frequently asked questions, and some of the questions you're bringing up today are actually found on those frequently asked questions. But in the frequently asked questions, they asked, why is Manatech introducing a new skincare system? And there are a number of reasons. You know, one is that they want more age-defying results, and our product, although hydrating the skin, didn't have quite the same the technology that we used in the old skincare line. There's new technology that has come out. So for Manatech to stay with the same skincare line for 10 years would be asking them to forego all new developments that occur in skincare. And I don't think that's who Manatech is and who we want them to be. So always look at it as a progression that we're improving the product line by coming out with a new line. So that's important. Also, consumers want to have a more convenient usage. They don't want to have 7, 10, 12 products. They want to be more compact, so that's another reason. They wanted our products to be more competitive from a cost perspective, and it's very expensive to make the products that we were making in Japan, a lot more costly than the ones we're doing now with the French Montmelierite and all the nutrients that we're doing. And, of course, what Susie said, all the botanicals we know now that have such incredible the studies and the new technology coming out. We as a company want to stay on top of that. And I think that's one of the glories. Some of us don't like change. We're analysts, and we fight change. But you know what? Change is about making things better, and that's what Manatech's doing with this product line.
And Mary Jo, we haven't commented at all on adding the glyconutrients
right
to this new product. And having said that, this is Ann again. My question is for the issues like rosacea or acne or things like that that are actually skin problems, have we had any responses to those issues with the new skincare line?
Yeah, I'm just going to speak from my point of view. Well, I have to ask Patricia, but I don't think so, because what we're the products are water-based.
Mm-hmm.
They are botanically based, which are, you know, as close as plant, as close as nature that we can get them and still protect ourselves from them.
Mm-hmm.
Rosacea comes from, obviously, it can come from hereditary, usually Eastern Europeans, English, Irish, German descent, those type of things. But also, there's a new rash of, pardon the pun, for rosacea, in that the fact that a lot of overly aggressive products have been using. And, you know, right now is a good time to talk about this, because we're going into the change of the seasons. We're getting into heated cars, going into heated buildings. We're coming out into cold if you live in that particular type of climate. And our skin is the barometer for those. So taking care of that skin and protecting it, and with the three easy morning steps are fabulous for the skin. And that's going to be your... What we want to do is with that, especially with the daytime moisturizer, after we put on the multi-phase serum, all that good is going in. So we want to put that, as I call it, the little umbrella of protection on the outside of the skin with the daytime moisturizer. One of the things, if you do wear makeup and you're on the new line with the Manatech Lift, is when you take off your makeup at night, you will find that your washcloth is wearing most of your makeup, because that is wonderful, because that means that all those color products have not penetrated into the skin. It's protected the skin. And that was one of the biggest wows, ahas that I found, that I still had on a full face of makeup when I took it off. And that's what we want. We want the skin, the makeup on the outside and the good on the inside.
Yeah. And let me respond to you, too, because of the history of the rosacea issue. Of course, we're not, you know, supposed to say heal, cure, mitigate, or anything with our new compliance restrictions. But I had a number of people that had tremendous results with our new skincare line with rosacea, and they are shifting over to the new skincare. So as of yet, we don't know. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't. I can't give you any results on that, but we'll keep our eyes on it and see. But
yeah,
I'll
just say that when we tested the products, we of course tested them to be safe on different skin types. But, you know, those are some pretty intense conditions. So I would say if anyone's asking, you know, to make sure that they talk to their doctor about whether or not, yeah, that they should change any skincare products that they're using if they're treating a condition like that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yep. Okay, we're getting close. I'm going to give you one more question because hanging on to these gals. Go ahead.
My question to Susie is, for those glamour-minded people that like to have foundation, or whatever. What does she suggest? Does she suggest not to do that? No foundation, no anything, maybe blush, I don't know. But will that destroy what you're trying to do in the beginning?
Oh, no, 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 absolutely not. As a matter of fact, that daytime moisturizer, once you put the step number 3 on the morning, you're good to go, and your skin is totally protected. And if you want, your skin will look beautiful. So you don't have to wear a foundation, but if it's something that makes you comfortable, as it does me, and I'm kind of a high-maintenance type of girl, I really like it, and it's fine. And so I just, you know, they're laughing because they know me. But, so whatever type of foundation that you like, whether it's liquid or – and let's, if I can have one more second, this is a great question, too, because we do not have any sun protection, SPF, in the products, and I could not be happier, ladies and gentlemen, because remember – sun protection needs to stay on top of the skin in order to protect us from the skin. If we're putting these wonderful ingredients and we're penetrating into the skin, the sun protection doesn't need to go in. And so if you're going to use the sun protection, use it after the daytime moisturizer or, as I do, in my foundation. So I'm getting the best of both worlds because I want the sun protection not to go in to protect me on the outside. So I'm happy that they don't have it in it.
Susie, what foundation do you use?
I just use a liquid with an SPF of 20, just as a really mild foundation that I have custom blended because I had the spa. So, but any kind of foundation, minerals are great. Minerals are wonderful because they have a natural sun protection with the titanium dioxide, which is one of the ground rocks that makes the minerals. So just continue on with whatever you're using as long as you're looking at the back and making sure it doesn't have anything harmful in it. But you'll find that your foundation will glide on because of the exfoliating cleanser, getting rid of the surface dead skin. And then you're treating the skin with the multi-phase serum and then the daytime moisturizer. And then, of course, we have my favorite product in the whole time line. I absolutely love is the night repair cream. And Mary Jo, I wanted to ask one more, address one thing. You were talking about if you're going to cleanse only once, cleanse at night. Well, and that's fine for people that want to do that, but I will tell you from the...
It's because I think your face gets dirtier during the, just from a common sense perspective. That was just a logic thing. It wasn't anything, I come from no knowledge that just
okay,
made
well,
sense.
Okay, and that's fine. But this will be something that you can share with your prospects as well. Our body does its most reparative work from the hours of 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. So it's like we're down, purging our system, we're downloading, we're rebooting our skin. And so those toxins that we've picked up for whatever reason are coming through our pores, which is, our largest organ. So you might not feel like, oh, my goodness, I just put on my night cream and just hopped into bed and it's really not dirty. The skin is releasing some of those things. So cleansing it in the morning prepares your skin for a better day.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Great. Okay, guys, you got all the answers. Thank you, Susie. Thank you, Patricia. We really appreciate you being on board. We got a lot of good questions answered, and people are empowered now to go out there and really take this to all their downline, to all their friends, to all their relatives, and to all the new people to really make a difference in their lives. Manitech's given us tremendous opportunities. I think this, as I said, this little trial kit is just off the charts. The treatment, the starter kit that they've put together that's so inexpensive to give us all these great tools to go share. It's awesome how support you guys are all getting to take this to the world. So let's step up, and we thank you again. We appreciate you being on board with us this Monday morning. Thanks, Susie. Thanks, Patricia.
You're welcome.
Bye.
See you guys. Bye. Have a great week. Bye.